Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is with us once again. Brian, good to talk to you. Thank you, Brian.
Good evening, Larry.
So let's talk about the Commerce Commission announcement tomorrow morning. I think it's 8:30 over the proposed merger between NZME and Fairfax. Now, the preliminary view, which was back last year, was that the merger should not proceed. What do you see happening tomorrow?
A very interesting decision tomorrow. I think it'll be looked at very carefully by an awful lot of companies in different industries. The feeling I had was about 4 or 5 months ago, it was definitely going to be turned down. It looks like it's a bit more in balance at the moment, but I think on balance, the general view is that it will be rejected by the Commerce Commission. To me, that's a disappointing decision because I think the Commerce Commission is looking at an old New Zealand rather than the new world, where newspapers are competing with worldwide newspapers and worldwide media outlets to get their news. So it does look probably unbalanced. The share price was down 2 cents today, and then very low volume, of course, but I think everyone is a bit nervous and thinks the Commerce Commission will stick with its original decision.
Right. So what do you think the implications are for media in New Zealand if they again reject it?
Well, it would disappoint me because I think we need a strong New Zealand media company to compete against the external media companies. And that includes Facebook, it includes Google, but it also includes newspapers around the world where we can all get online now. So we're getting an awful lot of our information from either free from certain newspapers or else you can subscribe to them. And they're pretty cheap to subscribe to. So this will actually make it very difficult for New Zealand companies, this company, to compete over the longer term. I still think that they're in a reasonable shape to survive the next few years. But we're seeing increased competition from offshore in the media area. And a weak New Zealand company with a market value of $100 million is highly unlikely to be able to compete with major international companies in this area.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, Brian, if it is rejected, what happens to Fairfax, because there is an indication that Fairfax may either be bought out by somebody else or may not exist. They might fold. What do you see?
Well, if I look at Fairfax, I see a company that really has almost folded in, has almost given up, and its only real prospects for the future is a merger with NZM. If you look at it, the Herald and NZME is really making an effort to be a kind of a modern competitive company, but Fairfax and staff and their newspaper journals have just dropped so far behind. So yeah, I don't dispute that. It looks like a company that really doesn't have any other options but to merger with NZM.
Now, the latest Morningstar KiwiSaver survey for the March 2017, what does this tell us?
Well, it tells us that KiwiSaver, in my time here in New Zealand, is by far the most successful investment product that we've had. It's incredibly successful. When you look, it's got over 2.7 million members or subscribers. In the last 12 months, the amount of money under management that is effectively the money that KiwiSaver owners or members have has gone from $32 billion to $38.8 billion, an increase of 21%. So it's an amazingly successful product, and the returns have turned out to be very good, which is, of course, one of the reasons why it's so successful. If you look back at the original Treasury forecast, they were expecting around 750,000 members at the moment, and we got 2.7 million. It's not compulsory, it's voluntary, so that tells you this scheme is really working.
Yeah, I think it should be compulsory, actually. What do you say?
I don't actually, because I like the idea. I think it, I'm in the business of KiwiSaver, so I guess I've got an interest. But I think it keeps us all on our toes to make it voluntary, because I think if it's compulsory, then you'll find an awful lot of fund managers, they just get the money in regardless of whether they perform or they don't. But at the moment, we're competing against each other. We're also competing to keep people in the scheme. They can always take holidays, and I like it that way. It makes it a bit more competitive the way it is. And, you know, when it's been so successful the way it is, why change it?
Yeah, I'm not so sure, Brian, about the holidays. What do you think about the holidays or taking a whole lump sum to pay a deposit on a house? It sort of kind of defeats the purpose of the whole thing, in my view.
It does. It does all right. But I guess, you know, given the environment we're in at the moment, you never get a perfect scheme, Larry. I think this one is actually working quite well. I mean, there is quite a few withdrawals for first home buyers, but I can understand why people in a position where housing prices have risen quite substantially need that extra money to make a deposit. So, it's not ideal. It certainly isn't. But overall, the scheme is working much better than anyone thought it would. And the level of satisfaction towards it. And I think one of the big things is that the average balance has now gone from 12,300 to 14,300. That's in the last 12 months. And I think once people get to about 20,000, you'll see people really switching on and thinking about, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to get the best returns? What's the best risk return area for me? And that's actually good for financial literacy as well as people's savings in New Zealand.
All right, Brian, good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That is Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. You can go to milfordasset.com or call them on 0800 662 346. That is 0800 662 346 for a product disclosure statement.